First of all, I invite you on Saturday to the 4:30 Mass. We'll be celebrating my 50th anniversary of my ordination to the priesthood, and there'll be a wonderful Mass. There'll be a number of extra priests and so forth, and there'll be a wonderful reception over in St. Joseph Hall afterwards. Also, we want to remind you that the baby bottles for Hannah House will be returned next Sunday for Father's Day. A tourist was walking around Berlin. He came to a stop sign, traffic light, and he saw a huge procession go by with all kinds of cars decorated and horns blaring and so forth. And then in the final car, a limousine, and in the limousine were the husband and wife. And it was quite a big wedding, obviously. So the tourist says to the bystander, "Who was that?" And the bystander says, "Nick Verstancy." "I don't understand." Later on, the fellow is coming to another intersection. It's early in the evening, and he sees a huge funeral procession going by. Huge, hundreds of cars and police escorts and all that. And he says, "Who died?" The bystander says, "Nick Verstancy." And the fellow says, "Gee, that's terrible to die on the very day of his wedding." Now, Nick Verstancy means "I don't understand." And there is a point. The point is that language can sometimes obscure things, but the Holy Spirit makes it clear. We have two different accounts of Pentecost in the readings today: the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel according to John. But there's no contradiction, because the same Spirit is given whom Jesus sends. The first reading is at Pentecost, 50 days after his resurrection, 10 days after his ascension. And the apostles and others, including our Blessed Lady, are in the upper room. And the apostles and others, I'm sure, are at least a little afraid. Mary, however, I don't think she was afraid at all, because she knew God's plan. And yet, the apostles didn't yet understand what they were to do. And so there's the sound of a strong driving wind, great power, and tongues as a fire, lay a light on them. Profound sign of God's providence. They come to understand, by the light of the Holy Spirit, their mission. As Jesus told them before, you have to go and proclaim the gospel to the whole world. And now they do begin to do that without fear. And God allows the people to understand, even in the various languages. They understand and know what is true. And many come to believe. And as the Paschal candle was lighted at the Easter Vigil, it was the only candle that was lighted, brought into the church. And when we proclaimed Christ our light, we began to light our candles from that candle, a flame divided but undimmed. That flame is undimmed, and that flame can spread to others. And in fact, by God's grace, we are in fact to catch the world on fire. And it's to remind us, we still have to start fires. We have to share what has set our own hearts on fire with love for the Lord, understanding the love that God has for all of us and for each individual one of us. We have to proclaim to the world the fire of the Holy Spirit. In the gospel, we go back to the day of the resurrection. Jesus appears to the apostles and breathes on them and sends the Holy Spirit and gives a gift of profound mercy that their proclamation of the gospel will lead people to understand sin and that sin can be forgiven as often as forgiveness is sought. And as often as we are forgiven, we are given the new risen life of Jesus. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead, we are given that same life, the life of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit inside of us. The fire of the Holy Spirit is called to melt the hearts that are frozen in sin, frozen in fear and in shame. We are to help rekindle the fire of faith in the hearts of those around us, so that all of us who have been forgiven may in turn forgive others who have hurt us, as difficult as it may be, that we can understand, because we have received mercy, we have to be merciful, that we may live in active love for those around us, even for our most bitter enemies, that we may act in genuine love, that love may lead to reconciliation, that our joy in Christ's life can enlighten the darkness of a world that is so much in darkness, and that in God's providence, all of us, even our enemies, may by God's grace merrily meet together in heaven.